All right, if I have your attention in the media center, we're now joined by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Cares Toyota. Denny, tell us about your special paint scheme you have going on this weekend and some of the activities that took place this morning.
This weekend, FedEx Cares and Team Rubicon teamed up. Team Rubicon is a great disaster relief group that is most and largely formed. The volunteers that perform all the work are ex-military members that have spent a lot of time, you know, serving their country. And when they come back, they want to continue that and serve their community. So they're at the forefront of natural disasters, either going to communities that they feel are in danger and preparing for that, or they're, you know, one of the first responders. So it's a great great mix of, you know, people that are willing to give back and still serve you know, this country and still come back and help out people that that are in need of it and in really distressed times. So proud to have them on the car, and this is another great thing that FedEx has done, and you know, their FedEx Cares program that's you know, that they pledged $200 million from, I believe it was 2016 to 2020, is just a great thing. And, they, you know, they really help out Team Rubicon as well by supplying, you know, the logistics to get them the equipment that they need to help these people that are working on the ground level to get the job done.
Fantastic. We'll go ahead and open up the floor to any questions. All right, we'll come down front and just kind of we'll go up the line.
Greg Engel, Auto Week. Denny, how when it's you come here and you have a set schedule, you're supposed to do this and this and this, and all of a sudden it rains and stuff gets canceled and moved around. How hard is it that for you to deal with that? Because you know,
we weren't doing anything anyway.
Really?
I mean, we were done yesterday, middle of the afternoon, and we're going to run, you know, maybe two laps today. And you know, really, in a 52-hour period, we weren't going to do but just an hour of qualifying. So it's a little different schedule. You know, a lot of waiting around, things like that. But overall, it's, you know, the rain doesn't affect a whole lot for us today. But Xfinity guys, I'm sure it affects a little bit more. But, yeah, it's frustrating sometimes when you get to the racetracks. And no matter what the schedule is, you know, rain disrupts that. But you know, looking at the alert, you know, they just moved cup qualifying back just a little bit. Yep.
Kelly. Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires.net and PRN. At Sonoma, you had some great words of wisdom for the social media world of, you know, don't share your followers with mm-hmm. haters. But and great advice. How hard is that to do? Because it's hard for me when I see someone doing something, saying something stupid. You know, I want to tell them that you're being stupid.
Yeah.
So how do you implement that?
I don't know. You know, you just, you know, I think that, you know, we get so caught up in social media itself has gotten so negative over the last, you know, couple of years or so. And it used to be, you know, Twitter was a great source for, you know, what people were doing, things like that. And then really it, over the last couple of years, I feel like it's turned into it's just a total judgment zone, right? It's, you know, it's just a way for people to reach out and give their opinions, or, you know, give negative opinions most of the time. You know, there's very few times that, you know, people are reaching out and saying something positive. So I just, you know, have just tried to stay a little bit more positive with, you know, the things that I put out there and replying to people that are more positive. I just think that sometimes you just, you know, when I watch and I see, you know, someone reacting to someone that's on their feed that is negative, it's like, well, I would have never saw that person if you didn't respond to them. So, you know, don't fill people's timeline with negative energy, you know, and I'm not an energy kind of guy, but, you know, just keeping things more positive, because I believe that, you know, there are a lot of positives going on within our sport right now, but people are only replying to the negatives. And that's what people see is all those negative comments and interactions, and people start to believe that, and you believe what you see, but it's because you're not replying to the people that are saying, man, that was a great race, you know, can't wait to come back. you're replying to the people that say, man, that's boring. You know, NASCAR sucks. So, you know, just I think it's, you know, people believe what they see and so try to keep it positive, and I think it'll rise all ships. Yeah, I think that there's a lot of positives that can be. I mean, racing is still a very, very popular sport all over. I mean, it's not just a U.S. thing. It's popular everywhere, and people will always be fascinated with racing. But I think that, you know, when you look at the on-track product versus, you know, the fan experience, I think there's got to be more shift into the fan experience than the actual product on the racetrack. And we tinkered for so long to try to give the fan the best racing possible on the racetrack. And you know, you're not always going to have walk-off moments every single weekend. Sometimes a baseball game's 8-0. Sometimes it's 1-0. So, you know, you have those moments, but people are still intrigued and want to go to the stadiums to watch it for the atmosphere and, you know, the interaction and the fan interaction they get to have. So I think as NASCAR as a whole, we could really focus on that, not only with our facilities, but the, you know, maybe the noise of the car. I mean, I get it that we don't want silence, but I do believe taking some of the sound down from deafening to just loud would be, you know, something that would be better for fans as well.
Kelly, did you still have a question up here?
Yeah. Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Two things, Denny. First, does the playoffs get more intense for you every year the longer you keep trying to break through and get that championship, or is it just another year?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether it gets more intense or not. I was probably more nervous earlier in my career than I am now about playoffs with a certain format. I think it's, you know, this format, you kind of see where you're at going through the year, where it used to be a total reset that, you know, hey, a bad race, it's not such a big deal. But now when your competitors are kind of racking up points here and there, it gives you that playoff feel really throughout the entire regular season. And that's what we aimed for, right? So I think that it's overall it's working with, you know, just a few guys, you know, logging a bunch of points right now. I think it makes more cars, more good cars, in danger of missing the cut early on one of these cutoff races. So you've got to be aware of that and make sure that you don't take these early rounds for granted, even though that, you know, based on speed, you should be fine.
And this is year three with Wheels as your crew chief. You were very high on him getting that position. Why will he be the guy that hopefully leads you to a championship?
Well, I think it's our communication. I think, you know, the fact that we can be honest with each other at times, and we just really work well together. I think that he has an understanding for what I'm looking for. He's worked with me now for, you know, over 10 years. And so we just have that relationship that we're comfortable with each other. And I have faith that, you know, he's the guy that can get it done in a crunch situation.
All right, we're going to come up front.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Do you have a prediction for Saturday night in terms of how things are going to go? I know that we show up at the restrictor plate tracks and cars are hunkered down in the back and handling becomes sort of an issue here. Do you have a prediction on how that'll play out, or we're going to look at a replay of what happened here in February?
I think that the pack will be tighter. I think the bubble behind the cars with the spoiler change is a little bit smaller. You can get closer to the driver in front of you. So with that, I think that, you know, the cars are going to be closer together, less room for error, most likely more wrecks. So, and I think this race always lends itself to being more of a wreck fest than ones in the past, which makes it very exciting. I mean, this is obviously a big chance for a lot of cars that normally wouldn't have a chance to win on a normal weekend to go out there and make some noise. So we'll do the best we can to do the same things we've been doing to put ourselves in position to win at this racetrack. This is definitely by far the victory lane I've visited most in my career through exhibition races and twins and duels and all that stuff. So we know what we need to get the job done. It's just whether we can survive it and be in the right position when the wrecks start happening.
Do we have any final questions? Right here, and then Jerry.
I will ask one of the final questions. Two-parter, how would you assess your season to date? Because traditionally this is the halfway point of the season. And the Super was introduced last night. I know some of your guys had some opportunities to work on that program. Now that the Secret's out, did you know anything about the Super coming out in the Xfinity Series? Did you have any input? And just your general thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited with the Toyota brand to bring the Supra to Xfinity. I think it's a perfect car for the Xfinity Series. Slightly smaller car than what the Camry is, and you know, Xfinity car feels, you know, smaller. So with the wheelbase, so it's I think it's a great car for that, and obviously love the styling of it. And there was a lot of, you know, collaboration between Gibbs Racing once again and Toyota to help develop that race car. So I'm excited to run it next year at some point. But as far as our season goes. I think, you know, we just don't have the wins that we are hoping for. We don't have the stage wins that we're hoping for. And, you know, just not enough of them. So I think, you know, at this point of the season, I would like to have, you know, 15, 20 points by now, playoff points. But, you know, I think it's maybe fortunate or unfortunate. You know, it's just a few guys racking up points right now. The negative to that is, if it goes that way and it keeps going that way, then you're almost battling for one spot in that second to last round. And that's what creates that urgency, sense of urgency that we had at Martinsville and some of those other crazy races towards the end of the year. So we need to win a couple races before the playoffs start to make me feel a little bit more comfortable about going to a racetrack and knowing that, hey, we can afford an okay day here. Let's you know, we don't have to have one where we have to hit it out of the park. But we always go to the racetrack thinking that we can win, and we know our cars are fast enough to win, and I'll drive that way.
Do you guys as a team or as an organization, that's your hat to halfway point, do you guys meet and maybe look over the first half of the season and see what you can do to improve? Is there a set organizational meeting or team meeting like that at the halfway point?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we always have team meetings, and that's very important, but we always have breakout sessions between the individual crew chiefs and drivers to talk about, you know, what we can do better and things like that. You know, last week was ultra frustrating from my standpoint. You know, as many times as I passed Kyle on the racetrack during that race, and he wins, and I finished seventh, and it's like, how did that happen? You know, and it's just, you know, we just had, you know, circumstances. We had a couple bad pit stops, and then, you know, we spun, and just there are a lot of things that came out to being, you know, the difference between winning and being in seventh. So we know the speed is there. It's just a little bit about execution for us that's going to make the difference in the long run. But, you know, we're close. We're really close to where we need to be one of the guys that, you know, you can talk about in the Final Four.
Come up here to Jerry.
Real quick, Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires and Performance Racing Network. First off, your thoughts on going into Kentucky and that track, another race, night race up there. And then, you said something I've been thinking about, the reducing the sound of the car from deafening to loud. I've actually heard that from fans before. Is that where you guys came up with that, or is that how did that come about?
Well, I just think that, I mean, it just goes in the, to me, it goes in the basket with fan experience. And, you know, when you talk to first time people that come to the race for the first time, not everyone has access or can afford headphones. And so, you know, when you go to an NFL game or any other game, you don't have to have that. You can talk right next to the person beside you. And that's a difficult thing, especially if it's a short track in NASCAR. So I think that it could, you know, in the long run be a better thing to help with that fan experience, you know, be able to talk to the person beside you, be a little bit more social. And you know, but you know, it's been on the table for a little while, and you know, hopefully you know, it gets implemented at some point. But but still, it's you know, it's racing, it's about loud cars and motors. It always has been. And you know, we enjoy it either way. Kentucky, you know, it's a track that I really do like. It's been a little bit difficult since the repave, you know, as far as being able to run too wide there. It's any repave is usually just right around the yellow line, and that's the way that track has been for quite some time now. So it's difficult. racetrack to be able to battle with side by side with someone. But you know, it's a super track position important racetrack. So it's for us, the focus has got to be Friday Friday qualifying well and making sure we put ourselves up front early.
I'm gonna check up in the press box really quick for any questions up there.
No questions up here. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Denny.